Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What these young bloods have to understand, that this game has always been and will always be about buckets.
Just attack the basket. Oh. Bring it on, baby!
Oh, stop it! Did not do it like that!
Oh my goodness!
Will you stop yelling at me?
No!
Oh. With no regard for human life!
Jacob steps back. Three-pointer!
Welcome to Buckets, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. My name is Matt Moore. I'm the senior NBA writer for the Action Network. This is your Wednesday Best Bets episode. Joining me tonight, Sean Little. You can find him on Twitter at Chicago Flow for MSG Networks. Sean, what's good, my man?
What's up, fellas? Looking forward to the slate. Got some winners for us today.
You can also find Sean tomorrow night on the NBA Bet Stream. You can check that out on League Pass. He'll be on there for us on Action Network. Go ahead and check out the Chicago Bulls versus Washington Wizards game. Check out the streaming options, and you can find an NBA bet stream, an entire stream built entirely around betting. So make sure to check that out as well. Also joining us tonight, Jim Turvey. Turvey Bets on the Action Network app and on Twitter. Jim, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Happy to be with the big dogs. Just hoping to hand out a winner with you guys.
All right, we'll make it count this time. So, as always, we're going to go around the table. We'll list our best bets. We're just going to give the best bet, and then we'll come back around and we'll do the cap. We'll list those out right now. Sean, what's your best bet for Wednesday?
Bucks minus two versus the Hawks. Big night loading for Giannis, over 32.5 points as well.
Okay, I always like a good Giannis over prop. We'll talk about that one in a little bit more detail in a second because I think I'm going to have a play on it as well. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to have a play on it. Mine for tonight are going to be the Bucks Hawks under 232.5. I'm taking the Grizzlies. I'm laying the wood at 14.5 on Memphis versus the San Antonio Spurs. And I'm going to take the Indiana Pacers on the money line, but we might be doing the same game parlay on that one, depending on what Jim's got. Jim, what do you got for us tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to take the best bet. You and Emma split it 80-20. I'm going to put 80 on the Knicks first quarter money line. Yep. And then let me use that last 20 cents to go find an alt line. There's a couple of books out there that do it for the quarters as well. I'm going to find the highest alt line I can on that first quarter spread and throw the other 20 cents there.
All right. Well, we'll come back around to that one. Let's go ahead and let's start with Sean's real quick. So, Sean, give me the cap for why you like Milwaukee minus two on the road versus the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Giannis to have a big game. So I like that over 32.5 points at minus 110 is what I'm seeing it at over at FanDuel. And yeah, I like the Bucks minus two in this spot. They lost two earlier in November to the Hawks. I don't see them losing three. I don't want to be the guy that says hopefully they found something in the last tilt against the Knicks to close the game. They came back from down a big number there and ended up getting the W. But overall, the biggest cap here for me is the Hawks are just soft inside. 26 in the NBA points allowed in the paint. We have they're giving up 53.4 points in the paint, 24th in second chance points. They don't rebound well. Capella's going to be a game time decision. He hasn't played recently, so keep an eye on that. But even him coming back in his first game back, I still like Giannis to get busy in the paint. We got Okongwu weighs 200 pounds. I'm not worried about him doing anything with Giannis. Collins isn't big enough. So I really just like this is a big game coming from Giannis, coming off 9 points against the Hornets and then a bad game in the Garden the other night where he scored 22 and at some points was deferring to Joe Ingles, who was playing really, really well, kept those guys in the game in the third quarter and started to get those guys rolling. I think the Hawks are too soft inside. Giannis is going to have a big game. And if the guys continue to hit shots like they did in the second half, we had Jrue Holiday hit a couple threes. We had, of course, the dirty man, Grayson Allen, hit a couple threes Ingles was, it was 5 of 11 from three. That's been the struggle for them, right? The offense looks really, really bad for Milwaukee when they can't hit any outside shots. Everyone just collapses on Giannis when he gets to the paint. He finds guys. They just haven't been knocking stuff down. I like him to hit a couple threes in this spot. I like Giannis to go crazy in the paint. So I like the Bucks.
Okay. I don't mind the cap on the Bucks because I do think they're going to get this win because the Hawks have been really messy as of late. Notably, Atlanta allows the ninth fewest three-pointers per 100 possessions. Yeah. So I like the idea of Giannis's points total. I do think he's going to go ahead and just – he'll have a monster game on twos, but they won't give up that many threes, which is why – so the other night in the Knicks-Bucks game, I took the over. Model had it as a solid over, and I went ahead and took it. And then the next morning, I was messing around over at the sites I used to look at numbers, and I noticed the stat. When the Bucks are a road team this season – at the time, they were 6-12. Now the over is 6-13-0. So the under is 13-6. That is good for 69% this season. It has been absolute dynamite to bet the unders in Bucks road games. Hawks home games are 10-9 to the under as well. So not nearly as much of an edge, but this is also a high figure. So the Bucks are, the under is 13-6 in Bucks away games. The average total in those games is 223. So I'm getting a full 10 points here against their average total. I'm going to go ahead and say that the under is going to hit. I'm just going to keep playing against the Bucks offense. That game the other night almost went over because they started to hit some threes, but even in the game where they hit threes, that game did not go over. It still went under. So I'm going to go ahead and write it. My model has this like just slightly above. So I am fading the model to a certain degree, but those numbers for my model are going to be heavily skewed by the random games like versus the Hornets and the Celtics when the Bucks gave up like a bazillion points. That's not indicative of who they are night to night as a defense. So in this game, I'm going to go ahead and take the under 232.5. Can we get home with the under 232.5? There's actually 233 in the market. And the over on Giannis 32.5, Sean, do you think we can get both those?
Yeah, I mean, I could see Giannis. Like I said, Giannis is going to should have a field day inside against this Atlanta Hawks team. And if they stay true to form, like the Bucks have been as of late, they haven't been knocking down shots. They just don't have enough players. I've said this over and over again. They need to go get a few people. They don't have enough players on the roster that can actually be able to contribute enough for those guys to really get back in the Eastern Conference Finals. And have a real chance to win the title. Javon Carter's getting looks. People like that. They need more players out on the wing to help Giannis out. But yeah, I think he has a huge night inside. If he's going crazy, this is the thing about Giannis. When he starts rolling, he's going to continue to try to roll. He's going to say, okay, no one's stopping me. No one's confronting me. No one's fronting me. Going to the basket, I'm going to continue to go there. And he's not even going to look to defer to dish guys that are going to be out on the perimeter. He was doing that in New York. And they were knocking down shots for him just because he was having a bad game. And the Knicks have the bodies that could deal with Giannis down low, and they were crashing. So if the Bucks can continue to play offense like they have been, I can see Giannis getting the over and the game total going under as well.
As a favorite on the road, the Bucks are 6-4 straight up this season. They're only 3-5-2 against the spread, but because there isn't 1.5 in the market, even at 2, you're basically saying they're going to win this game. Jim, do you have any thoughts on this game or this cap whatsoever?
Yeah, I think one of the points that Sean brought up is really interesting, Capella status. I actually like the number for Giannis go over either way, and maybe even a little bit more if Capella plays, because I think Onyeka might be the better straight-up defender to deal with Giannis. So I wouldn't be scared off of it if you're out there and you see Capella's status goes either way. I think the play goes through either way on that.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My other one I'm going to take is I'm going to go ahead and lay the wood with the Grizzlies. There's a 14 in the market on this game. Yes, I'm laying 14 points. I will explain why here. Since the NBA started doing these duplex sets where you play two games against one opponent, if you were home for the first one and you won and you were favored for both, those teams are 39 and 14 straight up, 29, 23 and 1 against the spread in the second meeting. If you did not cover in the previous matchup, that can be a little trickier. But I'm going to go ahead and it's 10 and 10 because most of the time the team covers. The Grizzlies almost covered that original number. I'm going to go ahead and say that I feel good about this and lay the wood with the Grizzlies minus 14. Do either of you have an objection other than it's 14 points? Why are you laying 14 points in any regular season matchup?
My only slight tweak would maybe even to be look, you know, first quarter, first half, but then there's so much variance in those sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I it was a game I was eyeing as well. Memphis inside is unstoppable. San Antonio inside is really soft. I think, you know, I don't see them putting up too much of a fight. And maybe you even get the runaway in the fourth, and it gets even higher.
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked at how well they played offensively without my guy, Keldon Johnson, the other night. So that was interesting. They were super balanced across the board on the offensive end, but Memphis at home, the only reason that game was as close as it was is because they came on a bit late. San Antonio did. So yeah, I'm not mad at that. Memphis is rolling at the moment.
Closing line was 11 on this game. So the question kind of here is like, is Ja worth 3 points? I think that's a relevant one. You might wait, because I would imagine probably just with it being 14, some money will come in. This might dip as we go through the day on Wednesday. So you might wait to see. I don't imagine it going much higher than 14. I'll go ahead and say I'm going to leave it with a 14, but you might wait to see if this number goes down. All right, let's get to Jim's, and I want to kind of piggyback off of it for a combo bet. Jim, you've got the Knicks first quarter. You're going to take an alternate line on them as well. Give me the reason for taking the Knicks in the spot versus the Pacers specifically in the first quarter.
Yeah, so this is one of those beautiful times where a team at the top of the league in one stat and a team at the bottom of the league in one stat meet up. And so if we look at teams against the spread in the first quarter, Knicks are 25-15-1. Technically, Memphis is 0.07 higher than, but you basically have the best team in the league in the first quarter. And then you go all the way down the bottom. Pacers 13-27-1, be negative 37% ROI if you're making those bets this year. So this is just, you know, a matter of one of the best first quarter teams, one of the best starting teams in the NBA, and the worst by far starting team in the NBA. I also was thinking about doing a Knicks spread play for the game. I think I just, at this point, I like the Knicks more than the Pacers. 4.5 is out there right now, feels a little bit light. And that first quarter, you should be able to get 1.5, maybe 2.5. If you're looking money line, it's going to be something like minus 140 is out there in the market right now. I would jump on that. I don't think these quarter lines don't ever move too much, but it might move a little bit, and every cent matters, as we all know. And then for the alt spread, the thought's just, you know, if we're going to the extremes here, let's really, you know, get a little plus money on it too, since on the money line, it might be a little bit juiced. Let's see if we can get a big number there and get some plus value too.
Knicks winning first quarters at home and the Garden, number one in the league, 6+ points. Yeah. They destroy people in the Garden at home. And typically it's Julius Randle finding three threes in the first quarter somehow. He's been playing really well to start games. Yeah, I like that play a lot, Jim. They are a sensational team in the first quarter at home. Jalen Brunson has also been going crazy. He had 17 the other night in the first quarter. So, yeah, I like that spot. And hopefully the Knicks come in pissed off after blowing the lead against Milwaukee the other night as well.
Definitely.
So I like the Pacers for the game. My number makes this a pick 'em versus the 5 points.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, look. Neutral court makes it a pick'em, and Knicks overall, their point differential at home isn't like their home performance hasn't been great overall this season. It's improved during the win streak for sure. So maybe that's, you can weight it a little bit based off of recent stuff, but even then I can't get to where the number's at for the game, as it's currently 4.5 at FanDuel. So I got an idea for you. Same game parlays aren't up as we record this, but I can get Knicks first quarter winner, Pacers to win at +550.
So can I give you even a third leg? Because I know sometimes there's like those, some books will give you like the like risk-free if you, but you gotta get three legs.
Yeah.
The third leg I would do with that, because I don't hate that bet at all. The third leg I would do is just throw in the Pacers fourth quarter, because if you go to the fourth quarter, it's almost the inverse. The Knicks are near the bottom and the Pacers are near the top. And if the Pacers pull it off, I could totally, if the Knicks win, I think it's going to be by 6 or 7, but I could see a Pacers tight win. So if you throw that in there, I probably boost it just a little bit more. I don't hate that same game parlay, actually. I really don't.
So fourth quarter this season, Pacers 25-16 against the spread over EV Analytics. It's a 17.5 ROI. As Jim mentioned, they've been very good in that spot. How about this? Road games only. 13-6 for a 32% ROI in the fourth quarter. So yeah, like I think I'm going to go ahead and same game parlay this. And we're going to take Knicks first quarter, and then we're going to do Pacers. I'm going to do two. I'm going to do Knicks first quarter, Pacers to cover the 4.5 or closing line. If I can get it, I'm hoping it'll go to 5 tonight. And then by the time the same game parlays are up, and then I'll also do Knicks first quarter, Pacers to win at +550. We'll get some juicy action on that. And if nothing else, you know, hopefully like the Knicks win the first quarter, Pacers stage a second quarter comeback, and maybe I can hedge this a little bit with a Knicks line as well. You never know how these things are going to go. All right, that's going to wrap it up for Best Bets for a Wednesday. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Make sure to check out Jim on Twitter at TurvyBets. You can also find him in the Action Network app, the best way for you to track your picks. All of his picks are in there as well at Turvy Bets. You can also find Sean Little. You can find him on Twitter at Chicago Flow. Check out all his stuff on Twitter. And make sure to check him out on the NBA Bet Stream tomorrow night for Bulls taking on the Wizards. That's going to do it for right now. Make sure to leave us those 5-star reviews. We'll see you again tomorrow with another Best Bets episode. Until then, let's get buckets.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.